The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we are back for hour two of the National Intel Report, folks. And again, this is Friday, February 11, 2022. Richard Carey here with Mike Sledge and Paul in California tonight. And Mike, you wanted to follow up Paul's comment before the break.
Yeah, the real issue, you know, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but my whole mission is to remind people that the biggest problem we face is elite Jewish banking high finance power, okay? And frankly, the last 2 years has been a Hasbarat trap, in my opinion, to get us off focus of that, because everybody, you know, this is a great, again, I'm repeating myself, but it's very important, I think, in that, yes, they want to kill us. Yes, they want to depopulate us. Yes, they want the great replacement. Yes, they're this is an anti-white system, okay? This has been going on for quite some time. But what makes me crazy and bothers me is the fact that I know people personally that are involved in fighting against these mandates, and more power to them. I'm against the mandates as well, okay? But, you know, where were they, you know, over the last, you know, since World War II, this has been going on. You know, this is an attack by high finance and the Judaic left and neoliberalism, you know, and and that hasn't changed. You know, the real trucker convoy that I supported was the one done by Robert Matthews in the order, okay? And I'm going to sound hardcore, but, you know, that was a real convoy, you know what I mean? you know, but look, this has been going on for some time. And at the end of the day, I go back to the flat earth issue and you know, the mandates. At the end of the day, if they lifted all the mandates and we went back to business as usual, what would that matter? You know, we would still be a Zionist controlled country, you know, controlled by high finance and elite Jewish interest, just as we've been controlled since World War II. And, you know, the answer, you know, these people protesting, I don't think they understand who they're really up against. They're not up against the Chinese communist. You know, they're not up against, this is not, we're going back. You know, I feel like Cher here. If I could turn back time, we're going back into a new Cold War scenario, which they benefit from, you know, because they control both sides. This is professional wrestling disguised as politics. This is kayfabe, folks, for those listening. You know, kayfabe is, you know, the secret code that wrestlers, you know, use to fake their events. You know, politics is fake. It's not real. Your vote doesn't count. And at the end of the day, you know, they've proven that most people will follow orders that they put down. They've made their money over the vaccine over the last 2 years. And, you know, in my opinion, you have to dig deep. They want, there's a Jewish guy named Horzoni that is trying to bring about a new nationalist movement. He's in Eastern Europe. We see that with Viktor Orban. We saw that here with Donald Trump. My biggest fear is that this is playing right into a fake populist uprising with an even more fake radical leader they're going to bring on the scene to fool the people, to put them back to sleep. And I repeat, our biggest enemy is really the fake right, not the left. That's low-hanging, ridiculous fruit. And I just see all this playing out into their hands with a fake populist uprising over this COVID stuff that will lead us even more down the rabbi hole, the rabbit hole, in the tank for Israel, in the tank for high finance, and in free market Jewish capitalist power. That is what I see happening. Okay, anyway.
And high finance, you were mentioning earlier, yeah, when we were chatting, yes, off air about how the corporations are clearly more powerful, yeah, than even the private central banks like the Fed these days. I mean, yes, as opposed to during the world wars of the past, where they were pretty much the primary directors of how things would go.
Absolutely. You know, tyranny is not going to come to your door with a military gun in America, with the federal government, you know, on its, you know, the federal government's not going to come to your door, you know, as much. You're going to be starved out and controlled by high finance and the corporations, the transnational corporations they control. They're going to be the ones that actually do the dirty work of enforcing the mandates. And because remember, and what is the fake right's position on this? The GOP, the fake right's position is, well, a private corporation should have the right to do whatever they want to do, right? I'm a free market kind of thing. And so, you know, you know, the government doesn't have to enforce anything. They can roll back mandates. And as Paul said, that's not going to make a bit of difference when your job is going to say, well, we don't care what the Supreme Court says or the puppet politicians. We as a company, as a private corporation, are saying you must be vaxxed and you know, we're going to enforce it. That's always been their MO from the very start. So this is a trap, you know, because the fake right empowers the real strong arm of Jewish power, and that is capitalism. That is the free market, which is not free, never has been, and it's fake. But anyway, I pass the mic here.
Okay, and folks, it is open phones Friday. We have open phones at the moment, and if anyone wants to call in, we'll take your call. Paul, did you want to add to that sentiment?
Sure. So Mike, I mean, who do you think's going to win the Super Bowl, the Rams or the Bengals? I mean, that's key question.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, sports ball. You know, the thing that I hear more than anything, Paul, is I just want these mandates and all this to go away so we can go back to normal. What's normal?
Right.
Going to Disney World, watching sports ball, you know, being degenerate and you know.
It's an understandable human sentiment. These people do know human psychology. There's no doubt about it. That's why, you know, I keep going back to my position, which I've been steadfast from, you know, the beginning of all my calls to, you know, all these different shows, is that, you know, I'm like anybody else, right? I want to, you know, try to have, you know, peace in my life and enjoy, you know, but, you know, we have a committed enemy, and they have goals, and we have to oppose them. And the only way that we can really oppose them is actual, real, you know, physical, you know, real world force. I mean, there's no opposing them by voting, and there's no opposing them in the media, and there's no opposing them by carrying signs and protesting. So having said that, though, what the truckers are doing is something real. I think overall it's good, even though it may indeed feed into the supply chain agenda, as Mike said. I don't dispute that, but I do say that, you know, it's better than nothing. It's something that you can see, you know, how they would come to the conclusion, okay, let's do this. In other words, it makes sense to me. Just the question is you know, what happens next, okay? Because if nothing happens and there's no, you know, there's no trials, there's no hearings, there's, you know, there's no reversal of these policies, then, you know, it's just was just another chapter in the history books.
Well, it's like you said. I mean, yeah, if all that happens is the mandate goes away, that's not doing enough. That's not going far enough. As I think you said yesterday. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, my biggest fear is that we're headed toward this Horzoni. And people listening need to look up this character, okay? This connects to Arthur Finkelstein, another Jewish mind. You know, we had Karl Marx, who was, you know, pivotal in the Bolshevik Revolution as one of the minds behind it, a Jewish rabbi behind communism. But today you have figures that nobody really knows about, like Arthur Finkelstein, a homosexual Jewish high finance politician, political mind that basically was the brains behind the Donald Trump campaign. We see the same thing with Horzoni, who is a radical Jewish nationalist. And I see, you know, remember, they get control out of chaos, you know. This is the Hegelian dialectic, as I call it, problem, reaction, solution. They create, you know, a chaotic situation on purpose to preempt what they fear, an actual uprising, which, let me tell you, you know, they really fear that. And that's why they're going to have a fake nationalist agenda to put forward. I mean, you're already seeing that with here in Georgia, where I live, my representative, Marjorie Taylor Greene, totally fake, a Zionist Israeli supporter. Who is, you know, she was an Alex Jones last week for 2 hours. You know, she says a lot of stuff that people will agree with, but ultimately that's going to lead the people, the masses, into even a worse situation than what they have now. And that will be a Jewish oligarchical free market system that's even worse than sundowner Joe Biden, okay? You know, so my fear is, I believe their next move, I'm saying here on this show, is they're going to put up a politician. It's not going to be Trump. It's going to be somebody else who's going to sound pro-white, who's going to sound very enticing. And I believe it'll rise out of the chaos we're seeing now. And I believe that is a snare and a trap to lead us into even more control in the free market, quote-unquote, into more high finance control and elite Jewish power. That's my opinion on that, and I stand by.
And now, simultaneously to what's going on here at home, over in Ukraine, the White House is giving Americans 24 to 48 hours to exit Ukraine. Now, they're warning that an invasion could begin during the Olympics. So with all this fear of a Russian invasion that they're trying to stoke up over in Ukraine. Let's go to the phones again. We have a couple callers in the queue. Frank in New York. Welcome to the show, Frank. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to list a few of Mr. Trump's broken promises, okay? Number one was the wall. Number two was jailing Hillary. They were the big ones, okay? Neither of them happened. He was going to get us out of the Middle East. He didn't do that. He was going to get along with Russia. That didn't happen. He was going to overturn Obamacare. That didn't happen either. He was going to start a vaccine commission. He was going to get a voter integrity commission. He was going to fix the infrastructure. He was going to reinstate Glass-Steagall. And he was going to start the fund in sanctuary cities. He broke all of those promises. You know, I don't know how people can stay with this guy. Look, I voted for him last time, frankly. I mean, who could vote for the other guy? The other guy doesn't know where he is. You know, Jeff Rentz had a good... A video. It showed Trump and Obama 2 days after Trump won the election. They met in the White House. It was on a Thursday. And Trump went in. They generally spend like 10 or 15 minutes in these meetings. And this went on for an hour and a half. okay? And when Trump come out, you could see the fear in his eyes, okay? There's a body language reader. If you go to dailymail.com and punch in Trump, you know, White House meeting with Obama and stuff, you can see some of this stuff. And you can see, you know, after he came out of that meeting, which he thought it was going to be 10 minutes, but, you know, like I said, it was over an hour and a half. When he came out of that meeting, you could see he was forcing smiles, but you could see in his eyes. And they had a body language reader there, and she said, I don't know, something happened to him, but he came pretty, he got pretty fearful. That's what he appears to be, fearful. And, you know, people say, who's running the White House? Now, I hear Obama is, okay? I hear Obama lives near there. I think Obama told Trump. I think he's the one who compromised him. You know, the CIA brought Obama out of nowhere, and they made him president. But that was worse than Jimmy Carter, for those people who can remember back then. But, you know, the CIA, the Mossad, they run an awful lot of stuff, okay? And they get away with a lot of stuff. I mean, Schumer told Trump, if you screw with these guys, you know, they got 6 days to, or 6 ways to Sunday to get back at you. And I think really, you know, the CIA and the military-industrial complex and the media, you know, with Operation Mockingbird, you know, if you look at that whole picture, people go, oh, gee, look at all the weapons we left over there. That's the game plan. Leave it over there. Oh, we got to build more. We got to build more. You know, you've got the F-35 plane that's squandered about $800 billion from what I can gather, you know. But anyway, I really appreciate you guys letting me talk. Let me get this off my chest, and I'll continue to listen. You got a great show, and keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate
Thank
the call.
Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, do you want to comment on Frank's thoughts?
Yeah, great call. Great call. And but, you know, look, I used to be in the John Birch Society, which was a fraudulent organization and controlled opposition, to be honest with you. And a lot of the, you know, the secret government, the military industrial complex stuff that was important in the 20th century no longer really applies now in the new age we're living. The elite Jewish power structure and high finance have created a new system of control, and it's not really the old, you know, talking points of non-Derekalic conspiracy or the Trilateral Commission or the Bilderbergers or the Council on Foreign Relations or the military-industrial complex. That's already gone. That's a done deal. It served its purpose. The new Jewish high finance control structure is big tech, technocracy, and mind control, frankly. And it's a whole new system. They understand that their biggest weapon is not a nuclear bomb. It's the cell phone you have in your hand. Their biggest weapon is control and dissemination of information. That is their number one weapon. And MK Ultra mind control on a technical scale that's never been seen. They're able to now control the masses through fear propaganda, okay? And it shocks the general populace into fight or flight a reactionary position where they have total control because they want them to be in a reactionary position. And so the game has changed with the technology, and it's even more insidious than it ever has been, frankly. And, you know, the way, you know, and this is why platforms like this are so important. And this is why the censorship is taking place, because frankly, they know that, you know, they can basically control the economy through think tanks, consumer research, and computer modules. And computer models, and they can predict consumer behavior before it happens. And this is all done through us logging online, through cell phones, through computers. They know what we're going to do before we do it. They have a very big advantage. And, you know, I've said it years ago, and I'll say it again. If you really want to get at the system, get rid of your cell phone. Kill your television. You know, quit participating in their mind control. You know, a big thing you can do is just frankly drop out, turn them off. You know, and that's not going to solve the problem. But anyway, I'm sorry.
No, great points. All right, stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Woo!
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
And we're back, folks, on the National Intel Report. Richard Carey with Mike Sledge and Paul in California. And maybe we'll toss the mic over to Paul for this segment. I don't know, did you have any retort to what Mike was just pointing out, Paul?
Well, no, I mean, it's hard to disagree with a lot of what he says. I mean, let's face it, we're all having problems here keeping perspective, keeping optimistic. I mean, what these people do is to, suck the life right out of you. I mean, I can't be the only one. I'm tired of thinking about it. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of having to contemplate it. I mean, what is it that they're doing to us, what they've been doing for a very long time? When you think about it, is they kill the spirit of life. You know, they want you to be in fear and concerned about the future, right? They're essentially a devious, evil, destabilizing force for bad, not for good. I don't think that they've done anything good, in 100 plus years. It's all been negative. And it just makes me think about, what can we do? And I think it's when Mike says that they really do fear, you know, a popular uprising. Well, you know, I think that we should give them what they fear, right? I mean, they're always going on and on about, you know, the white man and white supremacism and all this other nonsense. And that's because they know that's the only power that can oppose them and, frankly, should oppose them. So I just go back to the fact that they're extremely negative, cancerous influence on society that has to be removed if we're going to be free. And if we don't remove them, we're just going to continue to be made miserable. Sorry, that's my take.
Yeah, no reason to apologize. And it's very much an important factor to consider in this conversation of just how much we've lost. You know, we must take America back, you know, is the theme song John's always had to his show. And it is a Western culture in America that is under attack, you know, this high trust society we have. And let's face it, white culture is Western culture, which is under attack. The critical race theory being so rampant and institutionalized by government and education systems is evidence enough of all that. When you look on the television, just the agendas with the commercials and just the amount they expect everyone, even all elderly couples, to now be mixed couples. I don't know who they're appealing to with some of these ads, but and Joe Rogan, this big thing with Joe Rogan now, he had on people talking about the shots, and now suddenly they're digging up past excerpts of him using the N-word and pulling this race thing. Mike had an interesting take on it, though. I don't know if we have time before the break for that, but yeah, Mike, you were pointing out how it's. I don't know. It's curious how you can have gatekeepers, whether they even know it or not, in place.
Yeah.
Stopping people from going further into the racial factors, the anti-white agenda, or in any way being able to identify. Patrick Slattery always points out, at Trump rallies, he always talks about what he did for the black people and for the Hispanic people. And someone needs to shout out, what about white people? Loud enough to make sure it's on the live mics. But
their political gymnastics for controlled opposition are getting more and more extravagant and more fake populist. Like I was saying before the last break, and that's done on purpose. They know they don't want people because look. The white working class naturally would come to Paul's position or my position, okay, if they weren't derailed and detoured by very powerful, well-financed fake voices who go, halfway with a pro-white message, but then lead them down the, as I said, Horzoni, Finkelstein, fake right-wing path, and so they have to get more creative, which is a good sign. And I'm optimistic on this level. They're having to be more, Ronald Reagan doesn't cut it anymore. That kind of program doesn't work. They have to have a Joe Rogan or an Alex Jones or a Tucker Carlson to kind of hint at some of the things that we talk about here to appease a more and more angry white working class. Anyway.
Let's unfold this a little more after the break. And we have some more callers building in the queue. Stick around, folks. We'll be back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back on the National Intel Report, folks. Richard Carey here with Mike Sledge and Paul in California as my guests today. And yeah, so we're talking about the potential of people such as Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan in the context of a racial identity gatekeeper of sorts.
Yeah, they're irrelevant.
Mm-hmm. And this debacle with Joe Rogan, it being brought out, him saying the N-word in the past, as a clearly it's partially an attack due to him bringing out COVID information. Mike, you were saying right. That this will have a negative effect in general.
Well, the interesting take that I have on the Joe Rogan N-word thing, okay, is that it really, they're actually... the fake right is actually skewing the argument into an anti-white argument. They're saying that, you know, blacks don't care about white people saying the N-word. It didn't offend blacks. Liberal white people are trying to cancel Joe Rogan. That is the take that Alex Jones and all these fake rightists are taking. Again, you know, we can't do anything. You know, we get blamed for everything. It's always... those darn white people, left or right, right?
Yeah.
You know, we're the problem. You know, not the, the elite Jews that run Spotify or the banks or the media. You know, it's the liberal white retard that is offended. And that's true. But anyway, Paul, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, overall, though, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, because I think it shows how empty their rhetoric is. They make these associations that don't even exist. Forget about weird or flimsy associations, but they're trying to make the typical association with these concepts, and they don't even go together. You know, for example, you know, the big deal about Joe Rogan was what first? It was his discussion of vaccines. Well, what does that got to do with him using the N-word? Nothing. It's like when Trudeau got up and made his little speech about the truckers, right? It didn't make any sense, and I think more and more people are starting to see that their playbook is essentially empty. I mean, they got nothing. And, you know, you're correct in the fact that there's a lot of stupid white people out there, but ultimately they're going to be irrelevant. You know, they'll end up being spectators anyway. And then hopefully if we can and do win, that they can be subjected to our authoritarian propaganda to get their minds right. Because that's what it's going to take.
Yeah, Paul.
The bottom line is we can't just oh, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, I was going to say, you brought up a great point. I didn't want to, not remember this point, is that you said spectator. Isn't it funny that the fake right, you remember during the 1990s, you know, we're kind of older, you know, you remember during the 1990s, during the Clinton years, the biggest fake right conservative publication was called the American Spectator. Remember?
And I do remember that. Yeah. I was a spotlight reader myself.
Yeah. I was a spotlight, a reader myself as well. So that's pretty interesting. Willis Carto and that whole thing. But, you know, the whole deal is, you know, that is the truth, you know. You know, the biggest problem we face, I think, is the reason they're able to get away with what they're getting away with is because they have no real right. They have no real resistance. It's all fake, you know, coming from the so-called right wing, you know. And I'm a national socialist. Right. I'm a centrist. But, you know, I just thought that was apropos, you know. They even tell you the truth when they screw you, you know. You know. You're a spectator to their game. You know, you're just a spectator. You know, you're just the fan watching the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl,
right.
you know, eating their hot dogs and swirling their drinks. You know, and, you know, you're a spectator. You're nothing more, you know. Anyway.
And you're saying that if someone like Rogan can be seen as using that word, as crude as that may be, as a way to see white identity, someone won't look further to find people talking about more important topics such as people
right.
such as ourselves
and,
might
and that,
discuss.
And that doesn't even make any sense. Most people are going to ignore it. Most people are not going to care. They're going to really know what's up.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Joe Rogan is not like the kind of guy with the casual fan audience. You know, he's not the kind of guy that gets the liberal housewife and all the other people. I mean, he has a tremendous variety of interesting guests. And if you listen to some of his podcasts, I mean, he's a very skilled interviewer, and he knows when to shut up. And he seems to have an open mind. So
yeah, he's very good at what he does.
Yeah, people are going to see through this flimsy smear. That's what it is. It's just like, oh, he said the N-word. Well, how many of us would, you know, lose our credibility because of how many times we've said that same word? And that goes for everybody pretty much in this country, not just like the three of us. So,
yeah. And like another point I want to make, Paul, is that, you know, he's being attacked for something. You know, he had on Dr. Malone, who is admittedly a CIA spook, okay, who was involved with the Central Intelligence Agency. And he put out the new talking point on the Joe Rogan show, and that is mass formation psychosis. You know, we used to call it mind control, brainwashing. You know, this Dr. Malone guy looks like the guy from the Dos Equis commercial. You know what I'm saying? I don't always take a shot, but when I do. Yeah. But anyway, you know, that's my comedy there. But I got to say, you know, but why are they doing this? Because going back to my original, to the beginning of this broadcast, is they want a controlled resistance against the vaccine, you know, and Joe Rogan is a facilitator on that. Now, I see the N-word debacle scandal coming out against him as something to help him. It gives him more credibility. Because the average working class guy goes, hey, Joe Rogan's pretty cool. You know, he says some N-word jokes back in the day, you know, and he's anti-vax. This guy's based in red pill.
It gives them
more credibility. I don't think this is an attack against Joe Rogan. I think this gives him more power. And that's what they want. You know, remember, the gatekeepers have to have credibility, street cred. You know what I mean? Anyway.
I don't necessarily see him as a gatekeeper. Although, I mean, obviously, there's some things he doesn't talk about. But yeah, I got to disagree with you on that, Ted. That's a sort of what I would call convoluted or layered thinking that the vast majority of people are not going to engage in. I mean, I think they're just going for the gut level reaction. You know. And I think, for the most part, it's not going to work. So, you know, whatever happens to him at Spotify, in the end, it doesn't really matter. But I think that savvy people, and there are, you know, let's face it, there's not a lot of really sharp people out there, but there are some savvy people, and they can see the ridiculousness of associating what he said, you know, a particular word in a completely different broadcast, as opposed to the guest that he's had on. You know, trying to take an objective look at these so-called vaccines. So, you know, I'd have a lot more respect for Rogan if he had some of these the producers of content, you know, on Odyssey, Rumble, and BitChute that really get into what's actually in the vaccines and how they can't be anything but like a dangerous poison. But he probably would never go there. At least Alex Jones goes there. You know, you can say that for him. Anyway, did we have some callers here? I'm just curious.
Yeah, actually, we do have a few. Thanks. Let's go back to the phones, and thank you for waiting, Rick in South Carolina. Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. How you doing, guys? I'm not as cynical as Mike is, and although I agree we're fighting a technocracy that's entwined with the Jewish cabal, but I'm certainly not against the state of Israel. Like, you know, he claims just because his senator there is, you know, for Israel, that therefore she is controlled by the controlled right, which I'm just nowhere near cynical, but I do understand the controlled right opposition, and I'm not at all against Reagan and Trump as he is, although I have many, many problems with Trump. In fact, just to give you an example, one is that he said that he wiped out ISIS in the recent speech he did in Houston, near Houston. He said, yeah, I wiped out ISIS. Well, I know for a fact, and I've been reporting on this for years, is that especially under Obama, is that the United States military was enhancing and supporting ISIS there, and they continue to do so for about a year into the Trump administration, maybe about a year and a half into it. And then finally, the United States military told ISIS, we can no longer support you. That's because the pressure that Trump was bringing on them didn't permit them to continue with their agenda. But I shared the Kerry interview with people on the ground in Syria, where he was saying, we'd like to help you, but Congress will not just allow us to go that far. And so I can prove that Mike is wrong with his cynicism, and that we definitely can win, and that there is an uprising right now that Canada has never seen before. I was born in Vancouver, Canada, so as a Canadian, I'm very excited to see what's happening. I was wondering why they tolerated it for 2 years. And then he also criticizes, you know, people. He says, what does it matter, you know, about your legal status changing your name? Well, I tell you, I don't use a driver's license. I don't register my car. And Yeah, a few years ago, I made a mistake. I signed a ticket that threw me in jail, right, for driving without a license, for speeding and everything. So then I went back to the police station once they released me a few days later, and I said to the clerk, I live in a small town here, and I said, look, I said, I'd like to talk to your attorney. She said, we don't have an attorney. I said, you're kidding me. You don't have an attorney? What's up? Well, then this must be the smallest town I've ever been in. So then I said, look, I need the insurance company that bonds your officers. She said, well, let me talk to the judge a minute, because the judge is a small police station courthouse all in one. So she, the clerk, walks back, comes back with a policeman, and then he asked me to leave. I said, sir, what's your name? He said, I'm not going to give you my name. You need to leave. So I said, I need to know your name. And so then he walked away, came back with four more officers. I got five officers. This is what I believe, is a judge knew who I was. When I was in court, I said, I'd like to know who is charging me. The judge said, the city of Mullins. And I said, well, I'd like to ask a few questions to Mr. and Mrs. City of Mullins, whoever that is. And everybody burst out laughing. Well, see, I put them on the spot. I put them on notice. When I came back into their police station, I parked my unregistered car in their parking lot, and they knew I was there without a driver's license. They knew that. And they were begging me to leave. So I said, look.
So call her.
I told the guys. So call her. I told the officers. I said, listen. I said, I'm not here to cause any problem. I just need his name, and I need the name of the company, of your insurance company, from the clerk. And then I'll leave. They gave me everything I asked for, and I left. And they said they would notify me when they have a court date for my hearing. That was 5 years ago.
Exactly.
They did not want me to come back into court.
Right.
No, so it worked. I lived this for decades, okay? So, Mike, yeah. You're wrong on a lot of things. You don't live it. I don't pay taxes because there is no such thing as income
tax. I'm not saying, okay, let me reply to you, to your call. I'm not saying
just
you're
don't
wrong.
Don't be too hard on him.
I'm not going to be too hard at all. I agree with what you're saying, caller. Okay. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but my whole view is this: at the end of the day, you battled with the judge and the county, you know, and the district you live in and the lower level authorities that be over a driver's license and taxes and, you know, documentation. At the end of the day, how does that battle that you were engaged in benefit the white working class as a community?
If the caller will permit me, I'd like to respond briefly to Mike, and then we can hear from the caller. Okay. So
sure.
So Mike, you know, Richard and caller, and I forgot your first name. I'm sorry, but we'll get to that. I've been saying for years that, you know, I can see why the caller is saying what he has about what you said, Mike, and I can totally see what you have said or you're going to say in response. But here's the thing. It is the one nonviolent thing that we all can do. We need far more. We need millions more white men like this guy or like Ralph Winterowd or like Roger Sales or like some of the things I've done. I've both won and lost speeding tickets in a variety of ways, and I've discovered a lot through trial and error, and you can discover a lot by reading. But here's the thing. If we just stop cooperating, if we stop obeying, if we stop complying, all their power goes away. So, you know, kudos to the caller for what he's done. And again, it is the one nonviolent thing of non-cooperation that we can all do to help bring down the system. If we just don't pay taxes, our income tax. We don't pay tickets. And by the way, I don't know what South Carolina, I believe, is where you're from. I don't know what their sales tax situation is like. But here in California, the retailer is required to pay the sales tax. That's in the law. They're actually collecting sales tax from the buyers, and it's a form of fraud. So for large items, you know, you can buy them and not pay sales tax. And I know people that have done it, and I can show you the section in the law where they say it. So there's a lot of fraud going on, and anybody that stands up to fraud and educates himself a little bit, it's a good thing. So that's my take.
I agree, Paul, and let me say to the caller, I am your fan. I'm not against you. I would support. I support what you're doing. Okay. I'm not against what you're doing. I don't want to come off that way. You know, I wasn't trying to come off that way. You know, anytime you can screw over Zog, I'm all for it, you know? So, but, you know, but my point in a larger context is
there's a bigger picture. That's your main point.
Those kind of games work when you're living under what I call soft tyranny. But now we're moving from soft tyranny into a very hardcore tyranny, into real tyranny, where they're going to simply just start executing people, okay?
Yeah.
And your status on a document in a hard tyranny will be irrelevant. They don't care. Am I being detained? Yeah, we're detaining you, and we're going to shoot you in the back of the head against the wall. That's where we're headed, okay? Now, I agree with your position. I think that was a proper position. I think that the sovereign citizen stuff is real. But that only works under a soft tyranny, you know. I think we're transitioning into this new system that's going to be really, really hardcore against us, and it's going to show no mercy.
Okay, but Mike, let me interject this point, though. I mean, I sort of agree, and I sort of don't really agree with this whole idea of hard tyranny, soft tyranny. The bottom line is what he's talked about, and the things that I've learned also over the years, that would have worked 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Okay, it still works today because it's the way the law works. Now, we're not there yet. We're not where Canada is, and we're not where Australia is, and there's probably no doubt that they want to get us there. So that's why I think it's important what's going on in Canada, and I think there's people here that are paying attention to that, and, you know, they're learning from it. So will they try to come down with the hard tyranny like in Australia or Canada? Well, there's no doubt unless they can derail that thing starting up there. And then maybe it could lead to like a derailment here and a derailment in other European countries or Australia. So there still is reason to hope. So on that aspect, I do agree with the caller. But of course, Mike, I also agree with you. There's a much bigger picture here that we will eventually have to deal with. And kicking the can down the road in general is not a good idea. So, you know, it's kind of like one of those things where both things are true, if that's possible.
Okay, well, here, let's try to take
I totally just want to say something real quick, Richard, in response, real quick, real fast. I'm not going to take long. I totally agree, Paul. And let me just say to the caller, I support anything you can do to get out from under this system, Zog. I support. I don't want to come off as anti. I just want to make sure that's understood because I do support anything you can do to screw over these guys. I support. I'm just saying, in the larger context, I think this is a bigger fight than that. You know, is what I'm trying to say.
It's not screwing them over, though. It's just standing up for your right. Did Richard? Do you want to allow the caller a brief response before we take the next one? Or?
Yeah, Rick. Did you want to give a brief response before I try to fit in another caller or two?
Yes, I understand you have other callers. I just wanted to say this: is that Mike believed that it's fait accompli that. You cannot stop this monster. I totally disagree with that. And I'm playing my role in my world. And I have people that consult with me all the time. And I say, well, how do you do it, Rick? So I tell them how I do it, right? So I'm international. I've traveled 30 countries. I'm actually an Australian as well, as a Canadian. And my brother just sent me a video. Right now, as we speak, there are tens of thousands of people storming across the bridge in Canberra, which is the capital of Australia, and they are protesting there just like in Canada. And I'm shocked because we just had in Canada election, and the people were not given a choice. They had the conservatives, which were pro-mandates, or the left socialists, which were pro-mandates. They had no choice. But guess what happened now? Now they're saying, hey, you can't force us to do that. And guess what? Like they're suing them in the Supreme Court of Canada and in Australia, and they're going to win. So it just takes time, just like the coup in 2020. It takes time for us to go through all the process to overturn the crime that was taking place. So I'm an optimist. So I Mike's fundamental view is very similar to mine. It's just. The only thing I'm a pessimist about is convincing him to be an optimist like me. Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
Yeah, call again for sure.
Thank you. great caller, and I'm on your side, brother. I'm not against you. I just want to say that. I think that guy's right on point. And yeah, I'm a pessimist. I learned from an early age. I've lived my whole life like this. I always think the worst is going to happen. And if something good happens to me, I'm like, hey, what a great surprise. Anyway, go ahead, Richard.
Charles in Florida. Thanks for holding, Charles.
I agree with that. Hello? Yeah, agree with that last caller. Mike, your attitude is like, let's just bend over and take it. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. You're not really putting anything out there that's positive. Now, I'm going to tell you, I believe in these truckers, okay? I believe in these truckers, and I'm telling you something right now. If we don't do something, you know, Canada, now hold on. Canada is just a half step away from vaccine mandates, and that's coming. And we need to stop it here, too. Unless you want your kids to grow up with the COVID shot, I'd suggest you better get on board with some of this stuff. You know?
It's so not, I disagree.
Just telling you, Mike, with... your attitude sucks.
Okay.
I don't know about that. But...
Keep on taking the opium, my friend.
I'm not taking any opium. What opium am I taking, brother?
Okay, well, fair enough. Fair enough, gentlemen. Fair enough, you know.
How's the Donald Trump work out for you, brother?
I want to hear what he's got to say. What opium am I taking?
Okay, we're not trying to... All right, we're trying to just be adults here, you know, and we're all on the same side. And,
I am an adult. Not really.
Right,
Mike's the one raised to call him mean by name.
Okay. We're not... All right, well...
All right, whatever.
Point well taken. No, I mean, your point's well taken, Charlie. Okay.
All right.
Let's...
I just have to. You have to say that. You know, it's. I can kind of see a little bit what you know Charles or one of the other callers was saying about Mike's attitude, but Mike's a grim realist like myself. I mean, I can't disagree with you know the tone of a lot of what he says. It's hard to you know to keep you know, a positive attitude when we see what's occurring and the amount of cooperation out there amongst our fellow, you know, Americans, our fellow white people. But, yeah, I mean, it was a good show overall, I thought. I mean,
well, I'm not a negative person in real life. I'm just reporting as a journalist on what I see as what's going on in geopolitics. I mean,
right.
I'm not going to sugarcoat what I see from a political standpoint. That doesn't mean that I'm negative and you know, I'm walking around pissed off all day. You know? I mean, it's, you know, that organization is not who I am. I'm a very positive, happy person. I have a great life because I live my life. I don't care what the system does. I do what I want to do.
Well,
I have a great, you know.
Well, it's good we heard everyone's opinion on that, at least. I mean, I'm sorry I actually missed a couple callers there at the end to let us flesh that out. But I figured it was relevant for everyone to have airtime. Paul, did you have a final thought, sir?
No, I was just going to say Mike's a realist, and you know he can come off a certain way, and I understand how people would perceive that. But you know, again, it's just the situation that we're in calls for a realistic assessment, and so you know. But at the same time, we got to have some positive hope, otherwise what's the point?
Well, thank both you gentlemen for your time. Paul in California, Mike Sledge, it was a pleasure. And thank you folks.
Thank you.
Please support RBN folks. Have a great weekend. Regards.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.